With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol says he will lift his martial law rule he imposed overnight after the country's parliament voted to reject his declaration. The U.S. is expressing concern over South Korea's surprise declaration and the ensuing political dispute. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Deputy Secretary of State Kurt Campbell said the U.S. was watching events in South Korea with grave concern. He said American officials had every hope and expectation that any political disputes would be resolved peacefully and in accordance with the rule of law. President Biden and his top national security and diplomatic aides were being kept appraised of the situation. Campbell stressed that the U.S. alliance with South Korea was ironclad. Greg Clugston, Washington.
GM is adding thousands of heavy-duty pickups to a previous recall.
This has to do with tailgate release switches that can short-circuit and open the gates while the trucks are in park. The recall adds some 2024 Chevrolet Silverado and GMC Sierra 2500 and 3500 trucks to a February recall. The only trucks affected are the ones with a manual gate and power lock and release. The company says water can get into the electronic gate release switches, causing them to unlatch. Cargo can fall into the road and become a hazard. I'm Rita Foley.
Dave Hamrick with the Weather Prediction Center says the Great Lakes region is bracing for more snow.
We have a Alberta Clipper-type system moving in starting late tomorrow and especially into Thursday. So we'll see basically another round of snow as another reinforcement of Arctic air masses comes in from the northwest.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 76 points. This is SRN News. Christians in Syria are under siege.
An unexpected flare-up of fighting between government forces and Islamic rebels has put the small community of believers in and around Aleppo in a tight spot. While the Syrian government is somewhat tolerant of Christians, the Muslim insurgents are not. In this latest rebel offensive, there are already reports of Christians being singled out for persecution, forced to close their shops and hide in their homes. The rebels are also pulling down Christmas decorations in Christian neighborhoods. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Would you trust an artificial intelligence program designed to look like Christ with your innermost thoughts and troubles? Researchers have released findings from a two-month experiment with such a program in a Catholic chapel in Switzerland, where an avatar of Jesus on a computer screen took questions from visitors and offered responses based on Scripture. Critics say there's no substitute for an actual relationship with Christ. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks drifted to a mixed close as gains for tech stocks nudged the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ to more records. The S&P eked out a gain of under 0.1%, while the NASDAQ composite rose 0.4%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.2%. Treasury yields held relatively steady after a report showed U.S. employees were advertising slightly more job openings at the end of October than a month earlier. The value of the South Korean won sank against the dollar after its president declared martial law and then later said he would lift it. The Dow dropped 76 points to close at 44,705. The NASDAQ gained 77 to 19,480. The S&P 500 added 2 points to 6049. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.